All right, we're done talking about this. Let's see what Antonio Brown can do with the Patriots. I hope it blows up in their face. I hope it blows up in their face. I hope he deletes all his social media accounts, too. Overreaction Tuesday. It's my favorite part, like I mentioned, week one of the National Football League season. Here's some overreactions. Should you overreact or should you not? So every team who lost this past weekend will miss the playoffs. These are some overreactions I found on the internet. Teams who have started 0-1 to begin the NFL season have only made the playoffs 25% of the time. Did you know that? That's an overreaction because there's teams that lost, like the Cleveland Browns, the Indianapolis Colts. The Steelers are still going to compete. There's multiple teams that lost week one. The Jets lost week one. I don't know if they'll be a playoff team, but there's still going to be solid teams in that group. So, no. And you know what? I'm going to give all the credit in the world. Who's the Cincinnati Bengals fan in the chat room? Was it Aaron? They almost pulled off one of the bigger upsets of the weekend. The Cincinnati Bengals. By knocking off the Seattle Seahawks. It was 21-20. And they didn't have A.J. Green, but John Ross, the speedy receiver, finally showed up to the NFL party. Finally. Shannon, too. Big Bengals fans. I thought they wouldn't win a game all year. And you know what? Andy Dalton showed up. No, Andy Dalton looked better than okay. A dude came out there. I don't know if Zach Taylor is the answer. But man, did Zach Taylor look fire. The head coach for the Bengals now. The next overreaction. Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott are the two best quarterbacks in the National Football League. This was posted because they are the only two quarterbacks to ever, at the same time. Dak Prescott's the first quarterback ever in Dallas Cowboys history in week one to post a perfect passer rating. This is perfect. 158. That's very hard to do. Only 30 quarterbacks in NFL history have done it. Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson did it in the same weeks. Yes, that is an overreaction. They're not the two best quarterbacks in the NFL. We'll get more on the Cowboys offense and Lamar Jackson, if that's real or not, in a little bit. But the next one, Cliff Kingsbury's offense is revolutionary. Is it going to change the game? Raise your hand if you're lying, because I know you are. Everybody raise your hand. Did anybody expect Kyler Murray to throw the ball 54 times? And the Cardinals looked bad early on. Murray looked bad. But, I mean, they got the game tied, and they ended in a tie, which, oh my gosh, I hate so much. How do you tie in National Football League? It's disgusting. Overtime rules need to change, and I can't wait to share how they need to do it. I don't even know if they're going to. Like, how does college football that much ahead of the game in overtime rules in the NFL? Gardner Minshew will be the next Tom Brady. He's a late-round pick. Minshew, though, came in after Nick Foles broke his collarbone in week one. Completed 88% of his passes. That's the highest by any quarterback in a debut, but that is an overreaction. I do not think Minshew is going to have that big of a game week two. The Browns are the Browns, and they won't live up to their playoff implications. You know what? I don't know. I have to bite my tongue on this because when I saw the Browns play, they have the talent outside. They have the defense. And the Titans obviously just ran away with this thing, which might be the biggest upset of the weekend, right? Because of how much thought and how much expectations everybody had for Cleveland. The Browns had 18 penalties for 182 yards. Three turnovers, and you know why I'm biting my tongue and I'm kind of worried about my prediction to make Mayfield Offensive Player of the Year and having them win the division, which I still think the Browns will. I'm not going to back up on that. I think they'll figure it out. But their offensive line sucked so bad. The Browns' offensive line was absolutely awful, and they're not going to be able to do anything in the National Football League if you can't get an average offensive line at best. The Browns was all mediocre on Sunday. 100%. Odell Beckham got a lot of touches. Jarvis Landry made some big catches. But Baker Mayfield played like crap. Ask Barrett. He knows. Look at his fantasy football team.